Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. You don't think it's gonna happen to you until it actually happens to you. You guys don't know, I'm still recovering. Like, I feel so much better, but I had COVID last week and the week before. I literally had it for 2 weeks. It was horrible. It was one of the hardest things ever. I want to say it was harder than giving birth. I just felt so dead. Oh my God, the symptoms were so bad. It was so hard taking care of a baby with COVID. Like, I felt like my body was so sore. I was like coughing up a storm and it kept waking her up, and it was this whole thing. But that is not what I want to talk about in this episode. I want to talk about how I'm getting back into the flow of things, because I know a lot of people are getting sick. A lot of people are kind of getting rewired for this new year. Like, how do I get back? How do I get that flow back for my business? So I want to list off the 3 things I'm doing to get the flow back into my business, ease into it without overworking myself, without kicking myself while I'm down, because again, like I said, I'm still recovering, as you could tell by my raspy COVID voice. So here's what I'm doing. Number one, I'm just going back to the basics. I'm starting from scratch. I'm going back to my daily non-negotiables. Like, what this means is I'm going back to a few tasks that I know move the needle in my business, so that even on my busiest days, even when I'm still not 100% better yet, I could get it done and feel content that I'm doing something to move my business forward. So that I could shift my energy, manage my mindset. I'm kind of spreading the, like, answering the DMs, selling my offer, all that type of stuff. Number two is I'm starting from scratch. I'm laying out my week all over again. So every single Sunday or Monday, I kind of sit down with my calendar. What I did was I got clear on, you know, when I'm going to start work, like start working, because I'm recovering. Maybe I'm planning to sleep in a little bit more. When am I going to stop working? I like to do a hard stop at 4 p.m. so that I have time to cook dinner, spend time with my husband and my baby, all that type of stuff. What I want to kind of add to my calendar that I need in my personal life to feel more balanced or have something to look forward to. If you guys listen to my podcast episodes, you'll know, like, I literally schedule in self-care, I schedule in time to go for a walk, all that type of good stuff, because, you know, we don't have to sacrifice, like, our well-being, our fun time, our family time, whatever it is, in order for our business to grow. Like, we don't have to do that. And I find the more I schedule in that self-care, that time that makes me happy and excited, my business grows faster. Like, I have a higher energy when I'm talking to potential clients. I have a higher closing rate, all that kind of good stuff. And I like to really divide up my days and assign specific days of the week to certain tasks. Like, for example, Monday is kind of the day I like to set up my calendar, schedule things in, all that kind of good stuff. Tuesday's more of my client check-in days. Wednesday's kind of like a recording day like this, like it's a Wednesday right now, and I'm like planning out podcast episodes, recording, taking photos, editing photos, all that type of stuff. And I just feel like it helps me focus better. Number three, last but not least, is I like to create my list. I like to create a list whenever I'm coming back from feeling sick, or, you know, when I was coming back after giving birth, and I feel off of my routine. I either go back to the basics or I get clear on what things are within my control that I have to get done to have my most successful month, or to get back into a certain cash flow goal So, for example, like every single morning, I write down a few tasks that I want to do that would make me successful for the day. I like to keep it to a maximum of 5 tasks. If I get those tasks done, great, I could add more to it. If not, I'm good to go, because I know this is like kind of like my master list of like, these are going to move my business forward. This is going to make me successful for the week. So I hope you guys found this helpful. If you guys are sick, if you guys do have COVID, I wish you guys the most speediest recovery. And by using these 3 tips, you could get back into your business flow. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. So if you liked today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes so that I know you're liking my content so far, and share this podcast with your friends. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my Instagram @_SalmaAziz for more content and more little snippets of my life. And also, you could head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other coaches who are striving towards literally the same goals as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.